This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow, just doing a quick calculation. I'll share that with you in just a few seconds. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, you know, I am sticker. I'm sticker shocked. And let me just share with you very quickly what this is all about. I was telling Jason just as the broadcast was starting that back in 1979, Mrs. Fennelli and I saved and saved and saved, and we worked and we had some goals, and we were able to buy a house and put some money down and purchase this house. And we did not purchase it for cash. We had a mortgage note. But in any event, it was a house that nobody wanted. It was built in 1945. Right at the end of World War II. It was a model home, and it was showcased in the newspaper that, you know, this was the house. And I didn't know it at the time that it was such a well-built house, but, you know, when I looked at it, I was pretty impressed. So it had 3 bedrooms, and it had a bathroom upstairs. It was a center hall colonial. It was made out of brick, and had a front to rear center hall. So you go in the front door and you could see the back of the house. It would take you right into the kitchen. The living room was there, a dining room, formal dining room. It had a galley kitchen. So the kitchen was, you know, not a traditional kitchen of today. You know, you couldn't spend much time in the kitchen. You could, you know, cook and wash dishes and prepare food, but there really wasn't much room to do anything else. But it was a very nice house. And on the downstairs, it had a full basement with a fireplace, believe it or not. It had a cast iron oil burner. It was 245,000 BTUs. It was a huge, huge piece of cast iron. The plumbing for the heating system was exquisite. It had a 2-inch pipe, iron pipe, that was designed so that all the in-the-wall cast iron registers would get the same temperature heat. I mean, it was brilliant design, but very expensive to do. And we had nothing to do with building it. We just bought it used after a couple owners have had it. Well, the house had the plumbing for the kitchen sink and the bathroom plumbing and the bathroom sink and the toilet and the shower upstairs and the bathtub and the shower upstairs. It was all made out of brass. Brass, 3/4-inch pipe thread brass. And I did a quick calculation this morning just as the broadcast was starting, and I calculated that that house had about 200 feet of hot and cold water brass plumbing. Now, before that, plumbing was galvanized pipe thread. So they made it better and put brass in there. Okay. Well, our son and I put a hot water heater in. I modified the design for a hot water heater to be fired with wood here in the farmhouse in Missouri. And the house that I'm talking about, our first house, was on the East Coast. So we needed a couple pieces of pipe, and the official term is pipe nipples. And I don't know why they're called that, but these are short pieces of pipe, and they have 3/4-inch pipe thread fittings on either end. And that's the same kind of pipe that was used in this house on the East Coast. So we bought, I think, 4 of them, but I only needed 2 of them. and they were $8.40 each for 2 inches long. I was stunned at how much they cost. And there's 8% sales tax in Missouri, so it's $9.07. If you expand that or extrapolate that out, that's $36.29 a foot times the 200 feet of pipe that would be in this house, was $7,258, all things being equal. Now, actually, it would be a little less expensive per foot, you know, for longer pieces, you know, 10-foot or 8-foot sections. But what I'm saying is the house would have about $7,000 worth of pipe uninstalled. That's like one-tenth of the price of the house. Now, if you think about that, the reason they don't use brass plumbing anymore is it's way too expensive. So how did we do it back then? How did, at the end of the war, World War II, how did they build a house with brass plumbing and put a roof on it and make it affordable for, you know, for people to actually move into? Well, what I'm trying to tell you, class, is that is an example of inflation. We don't use brass plumbing anymore. We hardly build with brick anymore. We make houses with vinyl siding. Vinyl siding. That's temporary siding. Vinyl siding is, you know, if you look at that house that we sold on the East Coast, and you start your stopwatch, like right now, and you build a vinyl-sided traditional construction home with a plastic PEX plumbing today, and you say, which one is going to last longer? I guarantee you, even starting 80 years ago, that house that we used to live in the East Coast will last longer than a brand new vinyl-sided house. That is inflation at its finest. We are replacing quality with substandard everywhere in the United States. So that is just a simple message, and I was stunned at how much it costs for simple pieces of building material. Not only that, I had to sweat the copper pipe. I use copper as well, and the hot water heater is made out of stainless steel for a number of reasons, and someday I'll talk about that as a special project. But I had to sweat the copper pipes with solder, and it is difficult. And I've done it for, I don't know, maybe over 50 years, maybe 55, maybe yeah, at least 55 years I've been sweating copper pipes. And I know how to do it. And it's still difficult. And I don't know anybody, not one person today who would consider building a house with copper plumbing. Not one. And I don't know any houses that have copper plumbing other than ours. Now, we don't have all copper plumbing, but where I think it needs to be durable, we do. So the point that I'm trying to make is we are entering an era and have already entered an era of substandard. Minimum to get the job done. Not quality, whatever the minimum is, that's where we are. And it's costing more than it used to. Costing way more than it used to. For less. That's inflation. So I just wanted to share that, Gwyneth.
Yeah, you know, something this sort of segues into what I was wanting to talk about today about bow making. You know, I should have sent you the video that I was watching earlier on this week about a man, and what he was doing was, he was a white man, but he'd grown up in a part of the United States where there were a lot of American Indians living. And when he was a little boy, he learned how to make Indian bows. Okay, the sort of archery bows that the Native Americans used to make. And there was a video that I had that I found on YouTube. And it was 1.5 hours long. And that's the only reason why I didn't send it to you. I said, Vincent's got better things to do than sit and watch a man build bows for 1.5 hours. But the reason why it took 1.5 hours to make this video was, you know, he'd clipped a lot out. He said, just for the basic process of turning a stave into Native American bow takes 5 or 6 hours of work with a hatchet and with a plane, and it's not a plane. I think it's called a draw knife. A hatchet of a draw knife, sanding files, and all the rest of it. But he took you through step by step in this process of turning a staff of wood into a Native American bow. And he said, this sort of bow, you could shoot it for about a year and it would be good. Okay? He said, in an emergency, you can make this up and you could take it out after one day's work and you could go hunting and you could feed yourself with this bow. And it was an absolutely beautiful bow. But he said that there's other processes that we can do. It'll take, probably about, there's one set of processes that it will take about, 15 or 20 hours to make the bow up to that set of processes. And that bow will last forever. So to make the bow itself would take 5 or 6 hours, but to make it last practically forever so that you could hand it on to your children, your grandchildren, they could hand it on to their children, and they could shoot with it and go hunting with it. He said those sorts of processes, they take about another 15 or 20 hours, but he said if you want a really, really, really fine bow, if you want a 1 in 1,000 bow, that's going to take 50 or 60 hours of work to make that bow. And I was like, crud. And here am I complaining that there's this video, which is 1.5 hours long, explaining how to do the basic steps of making a Native American bow. And the thing is, sort of like when I saw this video, I sort of groaned and I said, oh no, 1.5 hours? But I wasn't doing anything in particular, so I sat down and watched it. I had something else that was doing, that I had to sort of stay near the computer. So I said, I might as well have that going on in the background and just sort of watch that while this other process on the computer is going. And, so I did that. And, oh, my gosh, we've gotten away from that world, haven't we, Vincent?
Very much so. As a matter of fact, I know the numbers about bows. So let's say a person is lazy and does not want to make his or her own bow and just wants to buy one. So an entry-level bow that you can hunt with is $200 to $400. A mid-range is $400 to $800. And a higher end is $800 to $1,000 or so for bow. Now that's without the quiver and that's without the arrows, just the bow. And if you think about that, the entry level bow today, in today's prices, the entry level bow is about 1/10 the annual salary that my dad made when he started out being a teacher. 1/10. Made $2,800 a year in the 1950s. And he made more than the other teachers because he taught science and he taught after school classes. They were making $2,400. He made $2,800. So for the cost of 10 of these bows, that was his annual salary. Think about that. That's inflation. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Nocitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about substandard, and we're talking about bows. I just want to mention this as an aside. I mentioned previously on the air that I bought some Sunco LED retrofit kits. And these are, if you have can lights, recessed lighting, these round holes in the ceiling, and you want to cover them up, you can get these retrofit kits, and they come with a baffle, and they come with a screw-in, like a standard incandescent base type screw-in adapter with a power cord, and it connects to this LED 5 to 6 inch diameter fixture. And I use 13 watts, and I read about them on the internet. I did some research, and I found the ones that I thought I should buy, made by a company called Sunco, S-U-N-C-O. And so I put them where it would be extremely difficult to change the bulbs because we have very high ceilings. So we got on a 10-foot ladder and then stood near the very top of a 10-foot ladder to reach these ceiling lights. And so I put these in, and here's what I found out. That after less than a year, we had some failures. So I called the company, and I just said I bought them on Amazon, no problem. They sent me a replacement. They sent me another replacement. Then one broke, literally broke, and fell off the ceiling because the little tiny screws that they use that are about an eighth of an inch long, were not long enough to hold the light together, and they would part of the light would just fall right from the ceiling. And if you had a cat under there at that height, it would kill the cat, or could kill the cat. So what I found out was I just had three more failures. I was livid, absolutely livid. I called Sunco, and the guy said, well, you know, they're only guaranteed for a year. so we can't help you. I was furious. Because on the box, it says that they last for 5 years. Actually, it says that you can save $239 per lamp because they last over 32 years. So I was thinking that these things would last, you know, quite a while, and it wouldn't, you know, wouldn't need to move furniture and those kinds of things to get that ladder up to change these bulbs or these lights. Well, I was so angry, I called again yesterday. I said, look, I was very polite, and I said that we bought these, and they were able to find it on Amazon, and now they're guaranteed for 7 years. Even though the box says 5 years, even though it says that they last for 32 years. And you know, they replaced them for me for free without me sending in the old ones, which was kind of nice. So I think it depends on who you talk to. I think it depends on how angry the customers are getting with these, you know, when they call. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the sum of all customers who are furious with these inferior type products. And they know that when I said, yeah, they fell apart and it broke because of the screws aren't long enough to bite into the plastic and it fell off the ceiling. You know, fortunately, nobody was under it when it happened, but it fell off by itself. Now, do I know how to put these things in? Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's not like Vinny put them in wrong. Vinny, you know, didn't do a good installation job. It was a defect in design and materials, both. So what I'm saying is Sunco is now making good on their warranty. So I'm going to give you the number. If you have Sunco lighting and you have a problem, call this number. And be nice and explain what happened. Tell them when, where you bought them. They'll be able to find it if you bought them on Amazon. That's where most of them come from. So here's the phone number. It's toll-free, 844-334-9938. 844-334-9938. So the last part of this little story is I am not taking it anymore, period. Okay? If I've got a problem with a product that I think should have been better, should have lasted longer, I'm on the phone and I'm calling those guys. And if you want to see how difficult it is, just try to find the customer service number for Sunco, S-U-N-C-O. Just try to find it. It took me a couple minutes to find it because, you know, you go to the website and there's a little tab for contact. Click contact, nothing happens. Maybe it's the browser, maybe it's slow. No, nothing happens. So you got to keep looking for another link on your search engine to find one that actually will provide the number. So you can do that. Gwyneth Isaacson, I'll be right back. I went right through the break or into the break. I'm sorry for that long monologue about Sunco, but I want to tell you, you do not have to take it anymore, and I suggest that you don't. I suggest that you start being polite with your calls. Not that you're not now, but start out being polite. And if it doesn't work, then you can get a little more serious. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We discuss Syria. We discuss the Kurds. We discuss numerous things, and we're getting along very well.
That's President Trump at the NATO summit in London saying an unscheduled meeting with the president of Turkey a short time ago went very well. The president also speaking about the ceasefire between Syria and Turkey.
The border and the safe zone is working out very well, and I give a lot of credit to Turkey for that. The ceasefire is holding.
Back here at home, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing on the possible impeachment of the president today. Four legal scholars will testify about whether Trump's actions meet the Constitution's impeachment standard. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, I'm hearing more and more stories about those who are less able to defend themselves being taken advantage of, and it makes my blood boil. And the thing I keep thinking about is The Walking Dead and Negan's baseball bat that he called Lucille. That's what I keep thinking about, that baseball bat that was, the business end was wrapped in barbed wire. That's what I keep thinking about when people take advantage of those who are really in a weak position in terms of defending themselves. And I'm hearing more and more stories of it firsthand. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I would actually tend to agree. And I was actually having this similar conversation with my son tonight while we were out getting wood. so isn't remarkable about...
What's remarkable is that I'm finding that our instructors, and separate from me, are thinking about the same exact things that I'm thinking about. And when they call, we meet on the air saying, yeah, we're thinking about the same things. Just as you said, it's happening over and over. It's happening with me and Joey. It's happening with me and you. It's happening with me and Kyle. It's happening with me and George.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was talking with my son, and I talk a great deal, I talk a lot with my son about, as we're going and getting wood and doing stuff about the place, about what it was like when I was in my past life, okay, or lives, rather, multiple, and how things were back then. Because I'm finding that I'm remembering how things were 300 and 400 years ago. And some of it, I'm looking around in our modern world and I'm going, oh, crud, here we go again. bear in mind that in my Catherine Ferrer's past life, I was living at the time of the English Civil War, okay? And that was, we've talked about that. Chimney pots were taxed, windows were taxed. It wasn't safe really to travel on the roads. Most people didn't travel in their whole life further than 5 miles from the place where they were born. You had to be self-sufficient on your own little parcel of land, because even to venture out of your gate, you were taking your life in your hands, you know. But we are in a worse position today, because back in the day, during the English Civil War, firearms were, they were like water. They were so easily available, you know. Everybody had at least one flintlock or two flintlock pistols. And, yeah, they took a minute to load. But, you know, you had something on you where if there was somebody who came up to you and was really going to do you harm, then you had a good chance of being able to kill them. And there were the police, I mean, the blue team, they did have a blue team back in the day, but they were corrupt. And nobody's surprised there. They were hugely corrupt. They were taking bribes left, right, and centre. And one of the biggest policemen in London in the day, back during the English Civil War, was Jonathan Wild, who ended up hanging by the neck until dead for the sake that he ran extortion rackets. That was the fate of Jonathan Wild. And, you know, but it's... I was talking to my son about this, and I said, son, you've got to understand, you know, that these are the times that we're heading back into. These are, you know, going to be really, really bad times. And in that era, I was not a good person, okay? And I was a bandit. I was a... you know, a highway robber. I was a highway woman. And I said, I don't want to do that. I believe that God is watching me, and I'm not going to go, you know, robbing little innocent old ladies who are just traveling down the road minding their own business. But there are a lot of people out there who will. And that we all have to be prepared for that. But it's going to be worse this time, because when the world went through this the last time, which was about 400 years ago, 300 or 400 years ago, you know, people were basically Christians. Even the worst of them, they had some idea of basic morals. And they had a moral center. Most people had a moral center. There were exceptions, you know, especially, you know, not so much in England, not so much in America, but especially in Europe and the Middle East. There were a lot of people who were actually totally evil who were walking around on the planet at that time. But most people in English-speaking parts of the world, they had at least some moral center, okay? They were like that bow. They were well-balanced. And, yeah, but, oh, my gosh. There's so many people today, they literally don't know if they're Arthur or Martha. That used to be a saying in Australia, where if somebody was really, really mixed up, you'd say, listen, mate, they don't know if they're Arthur or Martha, okay? And that meant they don't know what gender they are, let alone anything else in this world. You can't make any decisions on your own unless you know whether you have a female set of genitals or a male set of genitals. You can't make any other decisions. And there's people out there who are so confused that they don't even know that. And how can they run a life? And then they'll go around and they're, you know, spouting a whole lot of rubbish. They're, you know, trying to convince everybody else that they're right. And they haven't got a clue. They don't know what's going on. They're totally morally, spiritually, physically confused. And they're destroying our world. And these people are really, really, really common. And this is what, you know, these are the conversations that I'm having with my son. And I don't even hardly know what to say. But I think that everybody would be really well advised to get whatever sort of home defense they can right now, because these hordes are about ready to explode. And I would say that they're unthinking and they're as close to a zombie horde as anything that you're going to get. And they, you know, we're on the brink here in Victoria of having the whole grid collapse because, you know, the state premier thought it was a good idea to go shutting down a third of the electrical supply, and then they've lost another third through accidents and all that sort of thing. That means that they're only going to have one third of their electrical supply, and, you know, that's not going to go down well. You know, and the whole world's changing. People in Melbourne are so, you know, it's becoming a really, really common thing in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, for people to install yellow bollards in their driveway to stop their car from getting carjacked out of their own suburban driveway. That's not even rare. That's really, really common. Yeah, there's businesses out there who are setting these things up. They're going from house to house and saying, hey, you want to buy? And they're putting ads in the newspaper and on the TV and on the radio. Get your yellow bollards from us. Stop your car from being carjacked. We have ones with little motors. Look, you can press the button and it goes, and, you know, it goes down, and then you can drive out, and then the bollard press the other button and goes, and goes back up, you know. And then you got the old ones, which are the old-fashioned ones with the padlocks. You know, these are the things that used to be installed in places like hospitals and universities and that sort of thing, sports grounds. You know the sort of yellow bollards that I'm talking about, don't you, Vincent?
Yeah, I do. I was at Habitat for Humanity during the summer, and they had a bunch of them, and they you could put a steel pipe in the ground and hammer it in, or, you know, press it in with the front end of a bucket, you know, from a backhoe or a bulldozer, and push it in or drill it or dig it by hand and fill it with concrete, and then put this yellow cover over it. So I bought one. I literally bought one. And then why would I do that? Because we have our solar panels near our driveway, And people would, I don't know what it is, but it happens with urinals in the men's room. It happens with sinks in the men's room. People use the closest one, whichever one is the closest to when they walk in, that's the one they use. And they would drive over our grass and tear up our grass and almost hit the solar panel array on the way in or out. Now, I'm not talking about my family. I'm talking about people who just show up. And I was sick of it, so I pounded in a steel post, I put the bollard over it, and it's really clear, so now they don't drive over the grass. But I had to do that, and that wasn't to keep people from stealing our vehicles. We've got projectiles for that, but yes, it's a nuisance.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Okay, so here's, on that line of thinking, we're talking about defending ourselves, home defense, if you will, personal defense. And yesterday on the air, we were talking, and Kyle called in, George called in, and right then and there on the air, we decided, I asked them if they'd like to be on a broadcast and talk about tools for self-defense. I'm talking about rifle, pistol, shotgun, etc., ammunition. And so on Monday, Dr. Norm Shealy will be, he's going to be on television and or videotaping a television show, so he will not be with us on Monday. So we had an opening, and George and Kyle and I are going to be talking about rifle, pistol, shotgun, ammunition, reloading, and what you need to know. So the three of us are going to have about 150 years combined experience in doing this. Now, I'm not saying any one of us is an expert, but I am saying that we have about 150 years experience with these tools, and we're going to teach that class. So here's one more example, Gwyneth. You're talking with your son about how society is devolving, how we need to protect ourselves, and unknown to you at the time, Kyle and George and I have decided on the air that we're going to teach this class. So this is what Gwyneth was talking about, that we're not the only ones talking about these things. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So for 2 hours on Monday, Glass, we'll be teaching you what we think you should know about in terms of rifle, pistol, shotgun. And ladies, if you're thinking, you know, you might want to get one, well, we will offer our advice on what we think is the best way to go. And there's only one thing that's not on the table on Monday, and that is, you know, we'll certainly take all your questions if you choose to call in, but one thing we will not tell you, and I've mentioned this to both George and Kyle, we will not offer up to you what we have. We will not do that. But we'll tell you what we think works, okay? So we're not going to tell you what we have because the other team's listening. And they'll have to find out, you know, for themselves if they're that interested. Gwyneth, so here we are. You and I are talking, you know, on air about things that we are thinking about off air, and it seems like a lot of us are doing this. We're all of a very similar mindset, I'm trying to teach our family the things that, you know, the way they used to be, believe it or not, and what works and what doesn't work. I am really busy doing that. I mean, it's almost like it's a full-time job. Everything that we do now is a lesson. So if I'm under a vehicle with our son or Mrs. Finelli, anecdotal evidence, anecdotal stories come up, and I say, okay, here's how I did this, and here's what worked, and here's what didn't work. It's like that all of our waking days now with our children, our family. Everything's a lesson. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything. When we're in the truck, when we're shopping, all the time is now high speed. You need to know this. And so that's what we're doing. Is that what you're saying that you're doing, Gwyneth, as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's another small example. Okay. Now, we have a number of dogs here. But one of the dogs that we have, and most of our dogs are on the spectrum of Border Collie and Jack Russell and assorted breedings in between. That means that some of them are quite short in the leg, although they're still quite hefty dogs, you know. Border Jacks, they are an absolutely amazing dog. They've got all the cleverness of the Border Collie and all of the personality and just delightful nature of the Jack Russell and a bit more of the business end nature of a Jack Russell, because a Jack Russell might be a small dog, but it is a terrier, and it's a big dog in a little dog body. And anyway, we had this Border Jack dog, and he got a grass seed in his eye, because it's springtime here, and we have our main growing season in the winter. Well, it's actually summer now, but we have our main growing season in the winter, so the place is covered in dry grass, and there's millions and millions and millions of grass seeds out there at the moment, because that's the time of year that it is. And he got a grass seed in his eye, and I could tell that he was in distress. I thought, well, he's got something in his eye. It's either a cactus spike or a grass seed, because we're cactus farmers too. But anyway, I got him, and I was able to get the grass spike out of his eye. It was a wild oat, and the thing about wild oats is they have got a mechanism which is built into them where when it gets damp, it expands and it screws itself in to the soil. But when you get when a wild oat seed goes into your when you get something like that in an awkward corner and you're a dog, like your eye or your ear or whatever, the seed digs itself into the body, the flesh of the dog. Anyway, I got this grass seed and I pulled it out of his eye. And you've got to pull it out the same way it came in, right, you know. There's a specific way of doing it, okay? Okay? And I said, I pulled it out, and then I showed it to my son. And he said, crikey. And I said, yeah, that's why he's had a sore eye for the last 2 days. And I said, right, now come out here, son. I'm going to take you out to the garden. So I took him out to the garden and I showed him a particular plant. I'd actually already made the medicine, okay? I said, see that plant there? That plant's called clary sage. You get this much and you grind it up with a mortar and pestle. You get, you put this much water in, you put this much salt in, you make it up into a saline infusion, and then you get that and you wash out. You use it as an eye rinse, an eye bath for the eye. Anytime any eye infections, eye injuries, anything like that, an infusion of saline and clary sage, it'll get rid of the problem, sometimes within as little as half an hour. But because this was actually a physical injury as well, it took, this was yesterday that this happened, so, getting pretty close to...
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.